I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is verbally attacking Special Counsel Robert Mueller, accusing him of political bias in his investigation of Trump's 2016 election campaign links to Russia and whether the president obstructed justice in trying to thwart that probe. He said that Mueller only had 13 Democrats who were supporters of Trump's campaign rival Hillary Clinton assisting Mueller in the investigation. Trump questioned the fairness in that. The U.S. leader also attacked two former ousted FBI officials, former Director James Comey, fired by Trump last May, and former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, dismissed at Trump's urging late Friday. Elections experts say that Russian President Vladimir Putin faces no real challenge in elections being held today and that he's likely to retain the position he's held for many years.
I mean, even Russian commentators are saying that not only will Mr. Putin be endorsed for another 6 years in what is being called an election, but really is, you know, a formalized voting procedure, a kind of ritual, but that he's likely to stay on until the end of his days, because to leave power in Russia, as Russian history shows, is very, very risky. In the whole history of Russia, only four Russian leaders have left power peacefully and alive.
Kyle Wilson is a former Australian diplomat to Russia and is now a visiting fellow at the Australian National University. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the center of Afrin is entirely under the control of Turkish and allied Syrian forces, and that Turkish flags have been raised over the town. The Reuters news agency reports that a spokesman for Turkish-backed Syrian rebel fighters said earlier that the rebels had entered Afrin before dawn Sunday, and the Kurdish YPG forces had withdrawn. This is VOA News. As Russia met Britain's expulsion of 23 Russian diplomats with similar action by expelling British diplomats, there is another theory about how a former Russian spy may have been exposed to a powerful nerve agent on British soil, which led to the back and forth between the two countries. Russia's foreign ministry listed four European countries, Britain itself, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, and Sweden, as the most likely source for the Novichok nerve agent British officials say was used. The Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman suggested all four had been carrying out intense research on Novichok. UK Foreign Minister Boris Johnson, speaking to BBC's Andrew Marr, calls the Russian claims satirical.
Well, we gave the Russians a very clear choice, and the Prime Minister said on Monday, as I said to the Russian ambassador to the UK, you know, either help us to understand how the stockpiles of Novichok have gone missing and how some of it could have turned up on the streets of Wiltshire in this way, or else I'm afraid we will be forced, as the Prime Minister said in the House of Commons, to draw the conclusion, as we did in the case of Alexander Litvinenko, that the trail of culpability leads inexorably to the Kremlin.
Meanwhile, the former spy, Sergei Skripal, and his 33-year-old daughter remain in critical condition from the March 4th incident. South Korean media said that a senior North Korean diplomat is headed to Finland to meet with former U.S. diplomats after a North Korean delegation wrapped up 3 days of talks with Swedish. This all could lead to a possible meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Meanwhile, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan met with South Korea's foreign minister to discuss all of it.
I'm thrilled to welcome her here to the department as we continue our ongoing discussions on many issues of mutual interest and continuing to forge the strong bonds that we have between the United States and South Korea.
And U.S. President Donald Trump has reaffirmed his plan to meet by the end of May with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to negotiate Pyongyang's nuclear program. That's according to the White House. Pakistan has conveyed to the leadership in Afghanistan its opinion that the Taliban are left with no excuse or justification for continuing war following Kabul's offer of unconditional peace talks. Islamabad's national security advisor delivered the message during a day-long official visit Saturday, where he assured Afghan leaders of Pakistan's complete support for the long-awaited peace. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving.